The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, and brought to you in part today by Glamourine. Now, speaking for Glamourine, here are the stars of our show, Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Oh, dear, I suppose I've got to start the spring house cleaning one of these days.
Oh, don't tell me we have to go through that again.
Well, you won't mind so much this year, dear.
Oh? What makes this one different?
Glamourine. I found out it's the one rug and upholstery cleaner that gives really professional results every time.
You mean to say Glamourine can get this tired old rug to look decent again?
I do. And for so little money.
How little money?
Pennies, actually.
Oh, pennies. Mm,
yeah, really. Especially with Glamourine's big spring cleaning offer. You get the giant 98-cent pint free when you buy the giant quart. And that means I got both for the price of the quart alone. Only $1.89.
You mean you got all that for only $1.89?
That's right. Mm-hmm. And it's enough Glamourine liquid to make all the rugs and upholstery in our house professionally clean and bright.
Honey, you're a genius. I don't know how you do it.
I just told you, silly, with Glamourine.
And now, the couple next door.
Now, Betsy, please, Mommy's in a dreadful hurry. You run on down to the Kendalls, and Mommy and Daddy will pick you up after dinner when we get back.
Why can't I go?
Because it's a very formal afternoon wedding, and little children aren't invited. Now, Daddy's going to be rushing home to get dressed, and I want to be ready so I can help him get dressed.
Can't Daddy dress himself?
Well, yes, of course, but he's going to wear a very fancy suit today. See? Striped trousers and a waistcoat, and see how different his coat is? Those are called tails.
Why?
Oh, well, darling, because the coat has two tails, I guess.
I want to see you and Daddy when you get all dressed up.
Yeah, you'll see us when we get back and we stop and pick you up.
Why can't I go?
Now, Mommy just explained to you, dear. Please go on down to the Kendalls. I have so much to do and we have to hurry. Daddy's going to be best man and we have to get there a little earlier than everybody else.
Daddy's the best man?
Mm-hmm.
Is he getting married?
No. That's what they call a man who stands up for the bridegroom.
Can't the bridegroom stand up by himself?
I certainly hope so, today of all days.
What?
Nothing.
Are you and Daddy going to get married sometime?
We are married, dear. Now, you know that, Betsy.
Where was I when you got married?
Well, you weren't here yet.
Why didn't you wait to get married so I could be there, too?
Well, people generally get married, dear, before they have their children. Oh, now, where is my other earring?
Why?
Oh, Betsy, please, please, darling.
I wish you'd get married again so I could be there.
Well, maybe we will sometime. On one of our anniversaries, we'll go through the ceremony again so you can be there. Where can your father be? We are going to be so late.
There he is. He just drove in.
Oh, fine. Betsy, please, darling, don't get underfoot. You know how your father is when he's in a hurry.
Oh, look, Mommy. Daddy just got out of the car and he tripped over the lawnmower.
What? Oh, look at him sprawled on the grass. Now, you get down to the Kendalls before the fireworks start.
Is there going to be fireworks?
Go down to the Kendalls.
Ladies, take Peg's advice. Get Glamourine's special spring cleaning combination. The giant 98-cent pint free with the giant quart. Both for the price of the quart alone. Only $1.89. Enough Glamourine liquid to make all the rugs and upholstery in the average home professionally clean. Because of the results they get, more women buy Glamourine and then buy it again than all other rug and upholstery cleaners combined. Get your Glamourine giant quart pint combination today for only $1.89.
Idiotic, that's all. Just absolutely idiotic, having a formal wedding.
You have shaving cream on your ear.
No,
the other one.
The other ear. People ought to elope or else have a simple ceremony with just the family.
Well, the bride likes a nice wedding. I know I'm very happy that we had a church wedding.
You know what they charged me down at that place for renting this monkey suit?
Darling, please, now you're going to be in a wedding. For goodness sake, get yourself in a good humor. That's because you fell over the lawnmower when you came home.
Well, who was the idiot that left that lawnmower right in the middle of the yard?
Yeah, you were the idiot, dear.
Well, it should have been put away. I certainly don't remember leaving it
there. You're buttoning your waistcoat wrong.
Oh golly.
Well, Leslie, you're so nervous you'd think you were the bridegroom.
I'm not in the least bit nervous.
You got the ring?
Yes. Herb dropped it at the office yesterday and gave it to me. He said he was afraid he'd lose it.
Well,
so
maybe you better give it to me so you don't lose it.
No.
I can put it right in my purse, then we'll know we have it.
Then what if you forget to give it to me and it'll be in the middle of the ceremony and I'll have to gallop down the aisle looking for you to fish it out of your purse or something?
That's probably what would happen. Where's the ring now?
I got it right here. I put it in the top drawer last night.
Well, you better look and make sure.
I know it's there. Now stop worrying. It's not here. Well, I put that ring right here.
All right, don't get panicked. Well, if you put it there, it must be there.
I put it right in my top drawer. It was in the box right here. I know. I remember distinctly. I put it right here.
In the box?
Yes, in the box.
Well, what is that? Top of the bureau by your hairbrush.
Oh, well, all right, that's it. Well, how did it get there? I put it in that drawer.
I think you better give it to me.
No. I'll put it in my pants pocket, then I'll know I have it.
Well, take it out of the box. You don't want to drag the box out at the ceremony, for heaven's sake.
No, I'll do that at the church, just before we go in.
Well, if you're nervous, think of how Herb must feel. And the bride, Janet, is that her name? I know what she's going through.
I don't know why she should be nervous. She finally nailed him.
What a way to put it.
Well, it's true. What is the matter with this tie, anyhow?
Right now, she's probably so upset, nervous, worried.
Worried? Why should she be worried?
Well, I was. You don't know what brides go through. Wondering if you're marrying the right man. Suddenly you feel as though you don't know him at all, that you're getting yourself all tied up to a perfect stranger. Oh, it's just awful.
Just awful? What's a fine way to remember our wedding.
Oh, it was all right after I got up to the altar, and then I looked at you, and you looked familiar.
Well, it was nice of you to remember me.
Here, let me help you with your tie, dear. Put your chin up.
Yeah.
Didn't we have a quarrel or something the night before we got married?
Didn't we have a quarrel?
Didn't we?
You're
did. Hold
kidding.
Your chin up.
A quarrel? It was a miracle we got married the next day.
Oh, I don't even remember what we quarreled about.
Don't make it too tight. Well, by golly, I do. You went out with your old boyfriend.
Oh, yes. I didn't go out with Jay, as you put it.
Well, how would you put it?
I hold your chin up. I remember now, he stopped over to say goodbye to me.
Look, if I may refresh your memory, you went out for a ride in the car with him.
Oh, yes, that's right. Well, he didn't want to say goodbye in front of the family.
Why not?
Well, dear, you know.
What did saying goodbye involve, that he couldn't just say it in front of the family?
You want to start the quarrel all over again?
No, but by golly, you know, it doesn't take 2 hours to say goodbye
to
somebody.
He had a flat tire, I remember now. He did. People do get flat tires, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, for goodness sakes now.
Look, I was pretty darn burned up about that.
Yes, you were. And you never liked Jay anyhow. He really was very nice. And isn't it funny? About the only thing I can remember about him now is that he had the nicest shaped head.
Wasn't anything in it to get it out of shape.
You still jealous after all these years?
Look, I think I had a right to be mad.
Well, not that mad. I can remember I was pretty mad at you myself by the way you acted when we got back, making that terrible scene. Oh, I was so embarrassed here. Oh, there. Now your tie looks just fine.
All right.
Now get your coat on. How do I look, dear?
Oh, you look very nice. You're wearing your bedroom slippers?
Yeah. No. Leave my shoes till last.
Boy, I tell you, I was mad that night. You know, if you hadn't written me a note apologizing the next morning, by golly, you know, I wouldn't have been at that church.
Oh, listen, I was so mad at you myself. I wanted to call the whole thing off. Remember, I told Mother, I said, listen, for anybody to ask... Wait a minute.
Come on, honey, get your shoes changed.
I didn't write you any note apologizing.
Well, you may have forgotten, dear, but you did write a note saying you were sorry and to forgive you for being so foolish or something like that.
I never wrote you any note. I was mad, too.
Well, you most certainly did. I thought you went a little overboard myself. I got it that morning early.
You're crazy. You didn't get any note from me. I thought it was your place to write notes, if any were written, after the way you acted. I'll tell you that.
Now, look.
I never wrote you any note. I know that. I was so mad.
The morning we got married, I got a note from you. Why are you denying it, saying you were sorry and it was all your fault?
You most certainly did not. I know I didn't.
I've still got it. I think I still got that note. It's in that box of our letters up in the attic. And that is one I saved that note.
You're mistaken, dear. You're mistaken.
All right. All right. By golly, I'll prove it to you.
Where are you going, dear? There isn't time to go prowling in the attic now, dear. Why? Why? You you bring that dirty old box down from the attic, you're
never
getting
mind.
Dust all over your suit.
Never
oh,
mind.
Oh, dear, stop prowling.
No,
look,
I
look
am...
at the time. You're the one who hates to be late. Here we are, a wedding.
Going to find
and
that...
you're the best man, and we're supposed
going
to be there.
Here it is. Yes. I told you now. I'm sorry, but
let
here it is.
Let me see it.
Wait, get the... Right here, look, here.
Let me see it.
My darling, please forgive the way I acted. I know I was wrong. Let's not let a foolish quarrel spoil a lifetime of happiness.
Oh, I never wrote that.
What?
Lifetime of happiness? Why, that's not the kind of thing I'd write anyway.
Oh,
I wouldn't say
that.
I didn't write it, dear.
If you didn't write this, who did, huh? Who wrote it?
How much time have we got? Have I got 5 minutes to make a long-distance phone call?
Yes, why? Well, who are you calling?
My mother.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. And now, an on-the-spot interview from Beechnut Babyland. Tell me, sir, how long have you been eating Beechnut baby food? Almost all your life. 3 months now, you say. And how do you like Beechnut? Really? It's that good, is it? The best baby food you can buy, because it comes from Beechnut Babyland, a very special place where food is best from the beginning, like luscious beechnut pears, so exceptionally good and sweet to start with, and then prepared with extra special care, so all the natural flavor, the natural freshness is there for baby to enjoy. And the same goes for every food from Beechnut Babyland. Babies can taste the luxury quality. Oh, sure, I'll tell them. Get Beechnut, the most babied food in the world.
Yes, operator, please keep ringing. Mother's probably out in the garden.
Look, if she doesn't answer soon, you better hang up. Time's a-wasting here. Here comes Eleanor up the walk.
Oh, hi,
Eleanor.
Hi. I just want a sweater for Betsy. She forgot to bring one down. I think she needs one.
Oh, thanks, Eleanor. Give her Betsy's sweater, will you, darling? Right on the chair there.
Yeah.
Yes, operator, keep ringing, please.
Off to the wedding?
Yep.
No.
Oh, you both look beautiful. Oh, by the way, I hear you two are getting married sometime.
Oh, why?
What?
Betsy's running around the neighborhood saying that her mommy and daddy are going to get married and she's going to your wedding.
Oh, honestly, she was asking questions and finally I said we'd go through the ceremony again on an anniversary sometime so she could be there. Really, I don't know what gets into that child.
Oh, boy.
Really? Well, hello, Mother. Yes, dear, listen.
Well, you'd better explain more fully to Betsy that you are married before she ruins your reputation.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Yeah, we will, Eleanor.
Bye. Have a good time.
Okay. Goodbye, Eleanor. We will, thanks.
What do you mean?
Oh, golly.
Well, Mother, our handwriting is so much alike, I knew right away.
Huh?
Yes, but why?
What? Did she write that note? Your mother wrote...
For heaven's sake,
I'll be done,
really? No. No, I'm not mad at you. I just could... Yeah. Well, I can't talk anymore. We're on our way to a wedding now, and I... Well, it's too bad. Yes. Well, Mother, tell me about Mrs. Johnson's sciatica later. I just can't... Yeah, I'll call you, dear. Goodbye.
What'd she say?
She admitted it. Said she did it because she certainly was not going to let 500 cupcakes she'd ordered for the reception go to waste. You know my mother.
You mean say all of this because of 500 cupcakes?
I do so.
Come on.
Have you
let's
got
go.
The ring?
Yes, I got the ring. For Pete's sake, you're still wearing your bedroom slippers.
Oh, dear,
you're
I forgot. On... I'll be right down.
Come on. We're going to be late as usual. They'll never get married, I'm telling you.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Francie Myers as Betsy and Dorothy Duckworth as Eleanor. The Couple Next Door is produced by Walter.